quickly and without thinking. Don't censor anything you think or anything you write down. Write whatever comes to mind. Rich people are, fill in the blank. Rich people are. Again, rich people are. And then write down, rich people are. Whatever comes to mind. Now then write down, poor people are. Try again, poor people are. Whatever word comes to mind. Poor people are. And then write down, being broke tells me, fill in the blank. And the last one, being rich tells me. Then answer the following questions to help you uncover your negative beliefs about rich people. Question number one, what did you discover regarding your beliefs about money? What do you believe it takes to make your FU money? Question number two, why do you believe these things now? What evidence have you seen in your life to prove to you that these beliefs are true? Question number three, how does it serve you to keep believing this? What price do you pay by continuing to believe this? Question number four, how does believing this prevent you from making your FU money? Chapter 5, FU Money Myth Number 3, You Can Afford to Wait. Think you have forever? Think again. Let's say the average lifespan is 70 years. For the first 20 years of your life, you're growing up. Your parents are taking care of you while you learn to be an adult. You're a kid. So you really don't have a lot of choices while you are living with your parents. So the first 20 years are gone. Now you have 50 years left. So at 20 years old, you're an adult. You can make choices and decide what it is that you want to do. One third of your life is spent sleeping. The other one third of that is wasted on entertainment, relaxing, watching TV, having sex, going to the bathroom, going to and from work, etc., etc. So when you really crunch the numbers, you really only have maybe 10 or 15 years to work with and make your FU money. And that 10 or 15 years doesn't even count the mistakes that you'll make and the financial setbacks you have or the learning curve you have to go through. Now, do you see why get rich slow doesn't work? Why would you want to wait until you're 65 to retire? Who came up with that crap anyway? The government? Oh, sure. The government sure has your best interest at heart, right? Why not make your FU money and retire as quickly as possible and then not have to work unless you want to? Why wait until 65? Why not 55 or 45 or even 35? You can develop the ability to create money out of thin air. I know that sounds far-fetched, but true freedom comes when you have developed the skills, the creativity, and the mindset that is the fruit of your hard work and creativity that provides financial security. The reward is not only the money, that's part of it, but also knowing you have the confidence, financial confidence, the freedom, and the ability to make money whenever you need to. The real source of wealth and capital in this new era is not material things. It is the human mind, the human spirit, the human imagination, and our faith in the future. Steve Forbes. Like I said, FU money is not just a number, it is a way of thinking. It's a mindset and a way of acting, a behavioral patterns. It's a way of life that allows you to make a lot of money and not have to wait until you're 65 to enjoy it. Let me ask you, do you want to travel the world? If you said yes, would you like to do it when you are 65 or when you are 45? The two most important questions you can ask yourself every day. So how long did it take for me to make my FU money? Now, I consider myself a 7-year overnight success. In other words, it took me 7 years to make my FU money, but when it happened rapidly. This is pretty common. Everybody hits a time in their lives when they accomplish more in 12 months than in the past 12 years. The key is to make sure your productive 1-year period is going to allow you to make your FU money. To do so, you must immerse yourself in the mindset of wealth creation. That's the difference. It's why most millionaires get started slowly, but get rich on a fast break at some point in their lives. They sleep, eat, and spend their time thinking, how can I make my FU money as quickly as humanly possible? They take every action into account. They constantly ask themselves, what have I done today that will move me closer to my FU money? FU money assignments. Question number one. How many years from now do you want to make your FU money? Question number two. Brainstorm at least 5 things you can do this week that will move you closer to your FU money. Chapter 6, FU Money Myth Number 4. You have to be lucky. Lotteries are for suckers. They are a cunning way for the state politicians to suck money right out of the pockets of their citizens, without adding new taxes. When you play the lottery, it's like giving free money to your state government. Hell, you would be better off just mailing a check to your state representative. At the least, you might get a thank you letter. Most people know it's a long shot to win the lottery, but they don't have any idea how long of a shot it really is. Now, according to savingadvice.com, single state lotteries usually have odds of about 18 million to 1, and multiple state lotteries have odds as high as 120 million to 1. Therefore, you're 6 to 45 times more likely to die from a lightning strike than you would be to win the lottery. You're 18 to 120 times more likely to die from flesh-eating bacteria than to win the lottery. You are 180 to 1200 times more likely to die from snake bite or bee sting than win the lottery. You are 30,000 to 200,000% more likely to die in a legal execution than to win the lottery. According to space.com, you are 450,000 to 3 million times more likely to die in an asteroid collision in the year 2029 than to win the lottery. If you drive 10 miles to purchase your lottery ticket, it's 3 to 20 times more likely for you to be killed in a car accident along the way than to win the jackpot. Needless to say, I've never bought a lottery ticket in my life. I don't believe in getting rich through luck. It amazes me that poor people can read story after story of wrecks and riches to millionaires. Now, I'm not talking about sports stars or celebrities, but real stories of average people who made it big and yet still tell it themselves. The only way I'll ever get rich is by winning the lottery. Bottom line, people who think this way are either lazy or stupid or both. Now, am I being too harsh? I don't think so. Think about this scenario. A rich person could say, I was a dirt broke auto mechanic who was $100,000 in debt, but then I went to a seminar and I learned how to start an internet business. 5 years later, I'm a millionaire. A smart person would think, I wonder what seminar he went to. How did he do it? I wonder if I could learn how to do that. A stupid person would think, well, internet sounds complicated. I could never do that. He wouldn't even think about the fact that if a former auto mechanic was able to learn how to do it, he could probably learn how to do it too. A lazy person, upon hearing the same story, would make excuses like, "Oh, but that guy probably just sits in front of computer all day. I'm not a computer geek, you know." Truth is, a lazy person would rather make excuses why she can't do something than to bother investigating how she could possibly do it herself. So instead, lazy and stupid people will continue to play the lottery and keep dreaming with their other lazy and stupid friends, of course, about what they would do with the money if they won. You see, being lazy and stupid is far worse than being broke, because being lazy and stupid is pretty much the lowest you can fall. If you're broke, but you have information and you're willing to change, then you're not going to stay broke for long. According to the Certified Financial Planners Board of Standards, 1/3 of lottery winners eventually declare bankruptcy. How does this happen? Since lottery winners make their FU money by accident, the financial security offered lottery winners is an illusion. They never acquire the FU money mindset and skill sets they need to put their money to good use. Eventually, most lottery winners will blow all the money they win on nonsense and still go broke. Some even commit suicide. Why does this happen? Because they rely on luck alone to get the money. Luck wasn't enough to carry them into the future and assure that they will stay rich. To do that, it takes intelligence. Making your FU money has very little to do with luck. Instead, it has everything to do with your talent, skills, ability, and knowledge. And that's the good news for you and me. The fact is, if getting rich only occurred when people got lucky, then we will all be fucked. Audio programs that you're listening to right now wouldn't be necessary. Let me ask you this. Can you develop new money-making skills? How about improving your business acumen? Can you acquire new knowledge? That's why investing in yourself is the smartest decision you can ever make. You are the only one who can control you. When you make the decision that you will learn how to make your FU money and you will apply what you learned, there's simply no limit to what you can accomplish. It simply never occurs to most people that they can do this. They sit and watch other people get rich, never asking themselves, how could I learn to do that? If I lose everything tomorrow, I know I can make it all back. How can I be so damn sure? Because this has already happened to me twice. I've been financially dead twice in my life. Once I was even on the edge of filing bankruptcy, and my friends and family saved my ass. Yet I came back. I learned from my mistakes. I got up off the ground and dust myself off. I made my money by design in the first place. I didn't make it by accident. Once you gain the knowledge on how to get rich, you never lose it. Now that's true financial security. So forget about money falling into your lap. It's time to get real. Roll up your sleeves and get to work improving your talent, skills, ability, and knowledge. Remember, you don't just get rich, you must earn the right to be rich. Chapter 7. FU Money Myth Number 5. You have to be a cheapskate. Financial gurus always talk about living on a budget. I say to hell with a budget. Spend the money, enjoy life now. What are you saving it for anyway? Think I'm full of it? Let me tell you a true story about my friends Mike and Andrea. Just 3 years ago, Mike was earning $40,000 a year as a salesman for a company that supplies food to restaurants. His wife Andrea worked part-time earning about $10,000 a year. The rest of the time she spent raising their young kids, every month they struggled to pay the bills. desperately seeking help, they attended a quote-unquote financial workshop at their church taught by a well-known so-called financial guru. This quote-unquote expert told them that the only way they were going to get ahead was to cut back on spending and put themselves on a tighter budget. They were told that they should only drive used car and to never buy those expensive coffee drinks at Starbucks. They were supposed to take what little money that they could save and put it into a mutual fund so that they could earn 10% interest on their savings. Then they would be able to safely retire at 65 with a few million dollars in the bank. Something just rubbed me wrong with this line of thinking, said Mike. It all just seemed so focused on limitations and scarcity and being cheap for the rest of my life. That's not how I want to live. Instead, Mike took a hard look at what he was doing to make money in the first place. At that particular company he worked for, top salespeople made around $100,000 a year, and it often took 5 to 10 years to reach that point. Then he noticed something about the top salespeople that bothered him. He told me I realized they had as many customers placing orders on Monday as I had all week. It dawned on him that even these top performers were making what sounded to him at the time like big money. They were working their asses off. To make the big money, the top salespeople were constantly working 70-hour weeks and dealing with stressful situations that inevitably came as a result of having too many accounts. Mike finally realized that being a top salesperson at this company wasn't worth the hassle, so he started looking elsewhere. He had always been interested in marketing, so he thought about going back to college to earning a marketing degree. The counselor basically sat me down and talked me out of it, Mike laughs. He showed me how it would take me 5 long years of going to night school and a total hardship on my family life. Plus, even when I graduated, I would have no guarantee of making over $75,000 a year. And it would have taken me years just to pay off the student loans. Mike was still at a loss for what to do. That is until he had a fateful conversation with one of his restaurant customers. He confided to his customer that he was really interested in marketing, and that was the moment the customer gave him an audio tape that changed Mike's life forever. The customer said that she had gone to a food show and heard that this guy give a presentation in which he talked about a unique marketing technique for a restaurant. Apparently, this quote-unquote marketing guru was mailing these crazy long sales letters to get catering jobs for his own restaurant, and as a result, he was blowing the doors off his competition. I listened to that tape at least 10 times, Mike said. I was completely fascinated that someone could mail out a long letter that was basically a sales presentation and that it would actually get new customers to call him. As a salesperson, Mike had only known two ways of getting customers, and that was pounding the pavement, known as cold calling door to door, or dialing for dollars, making cold calls on the phone. Mike went on to study all of this marketing guru's materials and began to research others who used similar techniques. Today, just 3 years later, Mike and Andrea both work from home, working as direct response marketing copywriters, writing marketing materials and long form sales letters for businesses of all types. They have a waiting list of at least 6 weeks. In fact, they have so much business that they're now starting to outsource to other copywriters. We will easily earn over $250,000 this year with our copywriting business, Mike says. The amazing thing is Mike and Andrea didn't have to go to college to learn this valuable skill. We bought a course for $1,500 and told us exactly what to do. We started making good money within a couple of months. We've raised our prices about 5 times in the last 2 years, but our customers keep coming back and referring others to us. We don't spend a penny on advertising. Plus, they work from home and take off whenever they want. Every now and then, I'll go into a restaurant and see a salesperson doing my old job. And when I do, I pray silently and thank God that I'm not doing that anymore, Mike said. Waste not, want not, be tight, be frugal, cut up your credit cards, live below your means, don't drink that latte coffee in the morning, save that few dollars. A penny saved is a penny earned. Bullshit. A penny saved is still just a fucking penny. You see, Mike and Andrea succeeded because they made a choice not to be just cheap and save a few dollars. They said the hell with it. Instead, they decided to change their financial situation by learning a new high-paying skill. And what's even better, they didn't learn this skill by going to college. They simply bought a copywriting program for $1,500 and just started doing it. I love it. Mike and Andrea have been freed up to live life they want now while they are young. They go on 3 or 4 vacations per year, not only because they have the money, but also because they don't have to answer to some asshole boss telling them when they can or cannot go on vacation. If they want to go, they just go. And that's how you should live. You should be able to buy stuff that you want to buy and go where you want to go, as long as your cash flow will support it. Here's the thing that most people will never understand. You will never, ever, ever become a millionaire until you begin to think and live like one. Now, I'm not talking about living off credit cards or borrowed money. I'm not talking about spending foolishly either. You should buy whatever you want as your income grows, as long as the gap keeps getting larger and larger. Does that make sense? Isn't that why we work so hard anyway, to buy the things that give us pleasure? Hello? No matter where you live, I'm sure you've met people that complain about the price of food, gas prices, or electricity bills, etc., etc. Here's my advice. Don't worry about it, because there isn't a damn thing you can do about it anyway. We can't control food or gas prices or the price of electricity bill. Besides, why worry about things you can't control? What you could control is changing your financial situation. When you get to a point where you're making more than you spend, crap like how much food costs won't matter anymore. One of the credit cards I have is the TD First Class Travel Visa Infinite that I use to save up travel points. I get a lot of points I could use for free traveling, so I love using the credit card and buying things, buying expensive things. I have 0 credit card debt. I pay off my balance every single month. I love using my credit cards. There's absolutely nothing wrong with spending money. Instead of cutting up your credit cards, living below your means, and always feeling poor, make your FU money and buy whatever you damn well want as long as the cash flow from your businesses and investments supports it. When you make a lot of money and you're only spending 15 to 20% of your income, suddenly the budgeting is just not that important now, is it? Besides, why make it if you're not going to spend it? What are you saving it all for? Till you die? To pass on to your kids? Seriously. Am I telling you not to save money? Hell no! Because if you don't, you won't have money to invest, to grow, or to start a business. And be ready when opportunities come along that require some money. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is, why not enjoy the journey while pursuing your FU money? Don't sweat the small stuff. If your time is spent pinching pennies, it can't be focused on generating dollars. If you generate enough dollars, then the pennies won't matter. Don't you know some people who are just cheap as hell? What do they look like? You can just see it on their faces. They're not happy. They're depressed because they're hanging on to every penny they have. They clip coupons and drive miles out of their way to get cheaper gasoline and line up at the crack of dawn for special sales. They won't even go out to dinner with friends because they're trying to save a couple bucks. Bottom line, they don't enjoy life. Money's just a vehicle, a medium to get what you want. So you shouldn't sacrifice your life, your fulfillment, your enjoyment, just because you want to save a few measly bucks. Even when I was struggling financially to condition myself for wealth and not for poverty, I would go to a 5-star hotel, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and sit in the lobby. At the time, that was all I could afford. I would just sit there and just immerse myself in that environment. When I had to go to the airport, instead of taking a cab from my house, which is what most people would do, I would take a limousine. Now, do you think there's a difference when you arrive in a limousine versus a cab? You bet there is. There's a huge difference. When you're riding in a limousine, people look at you and say, wow, he must be important. Again, I was training myself to get comfortable with the FU money lifestyle. And here's the thing, a limousine actually doesn't cost that much more than a cab. From my place to the airport for a cab is 50 bucks. If I take a limo, I mean a stretch limo, by the way, not the short one, the long one, I'm talking about less than 95 bucks. So just a little less than double. Now, was it necessary for me to spend that extra money? No, but what I wanted to do was to condition my mind to get comfortable with having my FU money. I wanted to condition my mind that I deserve these greater things, that I deserve better things in life. Most people save their way to bankruptcy. If you were to hang out with me for a while, you would quickly realize that I'm not cheap. Frank Sinatra's custom was to leave a tip for $100 for good service. And that was back when 100 bucks could actually buy something. So if I'm eating in a restaurant and I like the waiter or waitress service, I'll always overtip, sometimes up to 30% of my meal cost. I didn't do this just because I have a lot of money. I did this even when I didn't have a lot of money. And back then, the restaurants I used to go to were just as fancy, as expensive as where I go now. When I get good service, I feel like I should pay for it. Why? Because even when I didn't have a lot of money, I still thought like a rich person. I absolutely refused to be poor even when I was broke. And there's a difference. I've always believed there's plenty to go around. There's plenty for me and for everybody else. I can always make more money. FU money assignments. Complete the following phrases quickly and without thinking. Again, don't censor anything you think or anything you write down. Write whatever comes to your mind. 1. If I could afford it, I would. 2. Again, if I could afford it, I would. Put in the blank. 3. Again, if I could afford it, I would. 4. If I weren't so cheap, I would. 1 more time. If I weren't so cheap, I would. Last one. If I weren't so cheap, I would. 7. I'm afraid that if I didn't save money, I would. 8. I'm afraid that if I didn't save money, I would. And very last one. 9. I'm afraid that if I didn't save money, I would. Chapter 8, FU Money Myth 6, You Have to Get Rich Slow. Whenever I'm speaking at a conference, when I throw out the phrase, get rich quick, the negative reaction from the audience is obvious. Every face in the audience has this look on it like, no, you can't get rich quick. Every one of us has it ingrained into our psyche that if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Any idea that even remotely hints at get rich quick must be some sort of a scam. Let me ask you a question. If you're going to get rich, isn't it your choice to do it at any given rate of speed that you want? Do you get bonus points if you get rich slowly? Is there anything wrong if you make it quickly? Now you may be thinking, who gets rich quick? I'm not talking about first-round draft pick athletes who sign onto multi-million dollar contracts or pop stars who get discovered and find themselves suddenly famous. These kinds of people are so few and far between, it's almost like winning the lottery. This is not a model that can be followed by the average person. Unfortunately, since famous people like this are usually the only ones who draw media attention, the average person believes that these are the only types of people who legitimately get rich quick. Not true. I personally know thousands and thousands of average people who went from rags to riches in a short period of time. How did they do it? Many made their fortune in businesses. Some made their fortune in the stock market. Others made it in real estate. The story of how they did it varies with every single person, but the thing to remember is that it does happen. Unlike famous athletes or pop stars who have natural talents and skills that most of us never have, these lesser-known rags-to-riches people are better role models for all of us since what they have achieved can be repeated by average people like you and me. Copy someone who is making a fortune right now. Read about them. Talk to them if you can. And emulate them. See, success leaves clues. You can follow the footsteps of success and become successful yourself. In fact, it's the most certain way to do it. Get rich slow is ridiculous, yet you're being sold this very concept everywhere you look. Some morons somewhere came up with this idea that the only way the average person could ever hope to legitimately get rich was to do it slowly. Bookstores and libraries are filled with these kind of books, financial books that tell you to invest your money little by little and let the miracle of compound interest to do its magic. So in other words, if you invest a little bit of money every month, then in 10, 20, 30 years, you will have accumulated millions of dollars because of the miracle of compound interest. And someday, decades from now, you will make your FU money. These financial advisors talk about getting rich on your existing income. They want you to save, live below your means, invest 10% of your income into a mutual fund or pension. And in 30 years, voila, you'll be rich. So here's what they're saying. They basically want you to be poor for the rest of your life so that you can somehow be rich in the last few years that you're here on this planet when you're old and sick. It's just fucking insane. Does that sound like a good plan to you? Putting off your hopes and dreams until you've worked 40 years? Come on, be honest with me here. Is that what you really want? Or is that what you've been told that you should want? Here's a fact. Out of the hundreds of millionaires and multi-millionaires that I know, even a couple billionaires that I've met, I don't know anyone that actually got rich that way. I don't know anybody who actually made their FU money like this, not even one. Sure, compound interest sounds good in theory, but very few people have the discipline and the patience to wait 30 or 40 years to get rich. I know I sure don't. It's unrealistic. I'm sure there's some people out there who have the discipline to do it. I just haven't met a single one of them myself. We've been taught practically since birth that the goal of our existence should be to go to school and get a good job so that we can retire at 65 years old. That's supposed to be the safe thing to do, right? Guess again. The other day, I saw an old lady working at McDonald's. Here she is in her golden years, working under the golden arches. Why? Who knows? Maybe her husband died early, and she didn't have the means to make ends meet. Maybe she doesn't have the skills to work for anything more than minimum wage. As baby boomers age, more and more are finding out the hard way that they just don't have enough money to retire. Although they want to stop working and enjoy the retirement they always dreamed of, they can't. So much for traveling the world, when you have to clock in at Walmart every day just to survive. To make matters worse, their cost of living keeps increasing. Gas prices, heating, food prices, prescriptions, the list goes on and on. Yet earning power as baby boomers age decreases. By that point, there's not a lot that they can do about it, at least not in the traditional working world. And to make matters worse, even the boomers who were prepared have had their retirement dreams crushed in this latest stock market crash. A friend of mine who contributed savings to his retirement fund month after month, year after year, had his entire life savings wiped out by the falling of Lehman Brothers. Just like that. His entire life savings was gone. Gone overnight. All because of some greedy Wall Street bankers playing fast and loose with risky investments. My friend has seen his dream retirement go up in smoke. He told me, Dan, I honestly have no idea what I'm going to do now. All my money is gone. Maybe you are listening to this and you too saw your 401k or your pension fund get cut in half or worse in this latest stock fiasco. Or maybe you saw it happen to your parents or someone else you know. The lesson should be clear. Safety is an illusion. There is no such thing as a safe job. There is no secure pension that you can rely on in your golden years. Betting it all on a 401k with no plan B is borderline suicidal. The only sure thing that you can bet on is you. Here's what I mean. When you place your hopes and dreams of retirement in the hands of your job, a pension plan, a spouse, or a 401k plan, you're basically putting control in the hands of other people. Control is out of your hands. When instead you say, if it's going to be, it's up to me. You take control of your financial destiny. You begin to think differently about educating yourself. You start to look at risk differently. All of a sudden, starting a business of your own doesn't seem so risky after all. In fact, it will look more and more like the safe thing to do. That's because it is the safe thing to do. As I've said, all the millionaires and multimillionaires I know personally have made their FU money either through businesses or investments. Most of the time, a combination of both. And most of them made their money in a short period of time, 3 to 7 years, not necessarily a long period of time, 30 to 40 years. Here's how it works. Number one, dramatically increase your income. Number two, own a business that allows you to leverage other people's time, knowledge, and energy so you can make money while you sleep. Number three, invest that excess cash into high growth investments. That's how I've done it. That's how a lot of rich people have done it. Not all of them, but a lot of them. That's the right way. That's the smart way. So if you have the choice, and you do, why the hell would you want to get rich slow? Why would you not want to get rich quick? Now, let's get something straight. When I say get rich quick, I'm not talking about buying into some kind of scam where you plug your money into a so-called once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that's really some unproven or possibly even illegal trick supposed to get some kind of crazy high return on investment. That's called being an idiot, okay? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about improving yourself, developing the skill set and the business acumen to become a person who is worthy of wealth, a person who has the ability to generate wealth very quickly. That's what I'm talking about. FU money assignments. Number one, what resources, what new knowledge do you need to acquire in order to make your FU money? Number two, what new skills do you need to develop in order to make your FU money? Number three, Make a list of the 5 habits that prevent you from making your FU money. Hint: procrastination, fear of taking risk, unwilling to invest in your education, too much TV, lack of focus, lack of discipline, lack of follow through. Now come up with at least 2 alternatives to replace each old habit. Chapter 9. FU Money Myth Number 7. You have to work hard to make money. Do you know someone who works very hard and doesn't make a lot of money? If working hard is the path to FU money, why isn't my nice garbage man a millionaire? You must realize a good work ethic alone won't get you to the bank. We are taught the only way to make real money is by working hard, struggling, and enduring hardship after hardship. Only at that point do you become honor in the world's eyes. Hence, that's where the term hard-earned dollars came from. It's like you are considered more worthy if you make the money in a difficult fashion. Why would you buy into that bullshit? Just think, when you go to the bank and make a deposit, does the teller ask you, sir or ma'am, how hard did you have to work to get this money? Or, I'm sorry, we can't accept this deposit because you make this money without breaking a sweat. They just want to know how much. They don't give a shit how hard you had to work to get it. Or let's say it's your birthday and you go buy yourself a sport car. The car salesperson doesn't care if the money came too easy. When I buy my girlfriend a Louis Vuitton, I can assure you she has absolutely no idea where the money even comes from, and she couldn't care less. When you're able to afford the best college for your kids don't care if you worked yourself to death to make the money or if you made it easy. Let's take this one step further. I'll describe 2 men. Let's say both of them make good money. Who do you think will have potential for being a great husband and a great father? Someone who works 80 to 90 hours a week, who's rarely home, even when his home is exhausted, unhealthy, and still preoccupied with work. Or a man who works only 20 to 30 hours a week, perhaps works from home, controls his own schedule, who has the time and is able to prioritize his important relationships, takes care of his health, and isn't constantly preoccupied and worried about work. I think the answer is obvious. Now, this isn't to say that a hard-working man can't be a great husband or father. In fact, considering the circumstances, any man who pulls this off should be highly respected. And this isn't to say that a man who has more free time will automatically be a great husband and father. He could be a total asshole. But looking at the above scenario, doesn't it seem that the man who makes easy money has stacked the odds more in his favor, that he has the potential of becoming a great husband and father? Here's the bottom line. You don't get some kind of bonus if you work harder than someone else for the same amount of money. I'm not saying don't work hard. What I'm saying is you have to work hard on the right things if you ever want to make your FU money. I'm trying to get you to think differently about the concept of money. Is this making sense to you? Making money doesn't have to be a struggle. Plus, you don't have to make it slowly. In fact, if you're going to work hard anyway, you might as well get rich. And the faster, the better. I have 2 bank accounts. One is the hard-earned dollars account. The other one is the easy money account. All the money in the easy money account is money that I've created from residual income, no real work on my part, with little and no active labor. When you're able to generate easy money, there's no need to feel guilty when you spend it, is there? One time I bought my mom an ultra-luxury cruise on Mother's Day. Now, she came from a poor family and had never been on a cruise before. She said, "Dan, I don't want you to spend your hard-earned dollars on me. I don't need this. You're wasting your money." I just laughed and answered, "Mom, don't worry. This money is from my easy money account. It didn't take me a lot of effort to get this money. Anytime you're swapping hours for dollars, you're not making easy money. It doesn't matter what you're doing, how much you enjoy it, or how much you're getting paid to do it. Even if you're getting paid $1,000 an hour to be an ice cream tester at Ben & Jerry's, it's not my definition of easy money. Now, although if they pay me, I might agree to do it for a day. Easy money comes when you are leveraging other people's time, knowledge, and energy so that you make money while you sleep. Easy money comes when you're using your intelligence, not doing manual labor, to make money. Easy money comes when your physical presence and your direct involvement aren't required to make the money. There are all sorts of ways to build income by leveraging other people's efforts and skill sets. For instance, I've sold millions of dollars worth of products over the internet using affiliates to market them for me. During this process alone, I've demonstrated the power of using numerous kinds of leverage. Number one, I created the product once, yet I keep getting paid for it every time someone buys it. So I do the work once, yet keep getting paid over and over. That's leverage. Number two, I've created some products that are actually compilations of interviews with other people. This way, I don't even have to come up with the content myself. I'm simply leveraging the expertise of others to create a product that puts easy money into my pocket. Number three, I have the graphic art, the website, the sales page, all created by someone else. That's leveraging other people's skill sets to get things done professionally and fast. Number four, I promote the product using an affiliate network. I pay the affiliates a commission if they make a sale. This allows me to leverage the time, effort, and influence of literally thousands of website owners. So that's just one simple example of how you can do something once and get paid for years to come. It's about leverage. Leverage, as I define it, is maximum productivity with minimum effort. As John D. Rockefeller said, I have ways of making money that you know nothing of. There's so many ways you can make the money that you deserve without endless hours of work if you just take the time and effort to learn them. With all the information available today, you really have no excuse to stay in the same old rut. FU Money Assignments. Brainstorm at least 20 ways you can generate more income without working harder. Go through them and highlight the ideas that resonate with you the most. And also, who do you need to talk to in order to get these ideas into action? Chapter 10, FU Money Myth Number 8. You have to be perfectly ready. Have you ever heard of the saying, success is when preparation meets with opportunity? I've got news for you. No matter how much you prepare, you'll never be totally prepared for every opportunity. If you wait for the perfect conditions before you seize an opportunity, you'll be waiting till the day you die. I wasn't ready when I quit my job. I wasn't ready when I started a business. I wasn't ready when I put up my first website. I wasn't ready when I wrote my first book. I wasn't ready when I had to deliver a presentation in front of thousands of people. I wasn't ready when I made my first million. I probably wasn't ready for every major opportunity that presented itself in my life, but I was comfortable. I like what Mark Burnett, the creator of Survivor and the Apprentice, outlines as his philosophy of business in his book, Jump In, Even If You Don't Know How to Swim. Nothing will ever be totally perfect, and nothing can be totally planned. The best you can hope for is to be about half certain of your plan and know that you and the team that you've assembled are willing to work hard enough to overcome the inevitable problems as they arrive, and arrive they will. Another thing that holds people back is that they say to themselves, but I don't know how to do it. Well, here's my answer to that. You don't have to know how to do something before you do it. Here's an example. Let's say you're being forced to run a marathon a year from now. Now, for argument's sake, let's say you're not allowed to read a book on running marathons, you're not allowed to buy any special equipment, and you're not even allowed to get advice from another marathon runner. Yet, you still have to be prepared because a year from now, you know you're going to run a marathon. My question is, can you still prepare yourself to run a damn marathon? Absolutely. How? Put on your running shoes and what? Start running. You can learn as you go. People use fear of not knowing something as an excuse for not getting started. It's called paralysis of analysis. You see this a lot on the seminar circuit. People go from one seminar to another, seeking all the answers before they get started. As a result, they never get started. They're hiding behind the education, scared to death of making a mistake. Now, I'm not saying don't get an education, but don't get hung up on the details. You can figure it out as you go. Get off your ass and do something. The answers always come as you're working on it. Think about it. You don't have to teach children to walk before they will start trying. They don't need to watch instructional DVDs or attend seminars. They don't even stop to ask mom or dad, "Now, how do I do this?" Nope. Someday they just decide they're tired of crawling on the ground and they are ready to walk. They pull themselves up on the nearest sturdy object and go for it. They'll bump into furniture, fall on their butts, and sometimes end up with bruises and cuts in the process. They don't care. Why? Because they want to walk, damn it. All of us start our lives this way. Yet something happens as we grow older. I'm not sure what it is. Maybe it's the educational system that puts us in classrooms for 20 plus years before we ever experience real life. We think we have to get educated thoroughly before we ever actually do something. It didn't used to be this way, though. For thousands of years, trades were passed on from men to boys in the form of apprenticeships. Boys had masters until they were 21 years old, and the masters taught them how to do a particular trade. Not in a classroom environment, but in a work environment. In other words, the apprentice learned by doing, not just by listening. I'm not knocking education. In fact, school is never out for the pros. There's no graduation. You never actually graduate because you never stop learning. You have to stay on top of your game, always. I have a library of over 1,000 books. I strive to stay on top, so I read books and listen to others who are qualified to speak. When people ask me, "Do you have an MBA, Dan?" I always reply, "Well, I do, but not the kind of MBA that most people have. I have a different kind of MBA, a massive bank account. That's my qualification. I graduated from the School of Hard Knocks. The best stuff that I've learned has been from my own experience, which has taught me things that you can't learn in school, the same things I'm teaching you in this program." I doubt you'll find a copy of FU Money in a school library. I've always wondered why they don't teach this stuff in school. I guess I'll never know. The DVD, The Secret, along with its corresponding book, was a bona fide self-help phenomenon. Shortly after it was released in 2006, everybody from Oprah to Larry King was talking about it. From a marketing perspective, I thought it was brilliant. It's even semi-entertaining to watch. It's basically a bunch of motivational and spiritual gurus talking into a camera, discussing how the law of attraction will somehow magically attract prosperity into your life. There they sit, trying to pull the wool over everybody's eyes that the secret to getting rich is that by thinking positively enough that the universe will somehow make you rich. It's like saying if I wanted to lose weight, all I have to do is sit at home, visualize myself as slim and fit. And if I visualize hard enough, voila, I'll lose weight. Horseshit. Now, am I saying that you don't need a positive mental attitude? No, in fact, you must start with a positive mental attitude if you ever want to succeed. But that's just the beginning. It's not just about having the right attitude. There's so many other factors. It's not just about having the right attitude. You must combine it with the right abilities. People would rather hear warm and fuzzy nonsense. It's a big fat lie. I was at a real estate seminar, and sitting in the audience next to me was a guy telling me Hey, you know, I've been to 10 different real estate seminars. I've learned how to buy real estate with no money down, how to do lease options, how to negotiate, how to find motivated sellers, all that stuff. I've been following these speakers and trainers for a long time. I said, great. So how many properties have you bought? Dead silence. I asked again, so how many properties have you bought? None, he replied sheepishly. You see, people read books and go to seminars and expect to have all the answers and get all their ducks in a row before they take any action. They're afraid of making a mistake. They're afraid of getting started. But guess what? You learn by making mistakes. In fact, it's fantastic to make mistakes. That means you're making progress. That means you're trying something new. You don't have to know something before you do it. Knowledge alone is not power. Knowledge is really only power in reserve. It's completely useless if it's not tapped into by applying action. Only applied knowledge is power. We've all had it happen to us. We're watching TV or browsing through the airline catalog, and then we say to ourselves, hey, they stole my idea. Or better yet, I thought of that 10 years ago. Well, guess what? Others are profiting from your ideas because you were too damn lazy to act on them. Without action, you could have the greatest idea and the greatest plan in the world, and you would still fail. Whereas a modest idea and an incomplete plan often produces success when accompanied by enough action. Take massive, constant action. So you get a few bruises. So you make some mistakes. So fucking what? Get busy failing. Remember, you don't have to get it right. You just have to get it going. F your money assignments. Finish the following sentence 5 times. If I knew I couldn't fail, I would. 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 Last one, if I knew I couldn't fail, I would. Now finish the following sentence 5 times. If I had all the skills and intelligence and context I need right now to make my FU money, I would. If I had all the skills, intelligence, and context I need right now to make my FU money, I would. If I had all the skills, intelligence, and context I need right now to make my FU money, I would. If I had all the skills, intelligence, and context I need right now to make my FU money, I would. And last one, if I had all the skills, intelligence, and context I need right now to make my FU money, I would. Part 3, the FU Money Mindset. Chapter 11,